The Gemara in Daf Ches Amud Aleph is discussing the din of a zav, and the Gemara brings down the following drasha. It says, "V'chitar hazav mizuvai," and the Gemara dashes mizuvai v'loy mizuvai v'negai. He only has to become tar from his ziva, not from his ziva and his nega. What does this mean? So Rashi explains, we're talking about a person who is both a zav and a mitzaira, and he wants to start his tahira process to be mitar himself from the ziva, but the tzaras is still there. He can't be mitar himself from the tzaras at that point. So the question is, does he have to wait till the tzaras goes away to start the tahira from the ziva as well? So on that, the pasuk says, no, michi yitar hazav mizuvai, mizuvai v'lo minigai. You could start counting in your Zainakim for your Ziva and work on being Matar yourself from Ziva, even though the Tire from Tsaras won't happen until later on. And later on, when you're Matar yourself from the Tsaras, you could be Taival and the Tevila will help for both. That's a din of Mizuvai, Velay Mizuvai Vinigar. Now, the Turiyabin over here asks Akasha that he says that it's Mavur from Taisis in a couple of places, Lamashal and Yavamis and Daf Kuf Dalid, that we learn from this din, Mizuvai Velay Mizuvai Vinigar, Echidish. We learn from here a Klal. To all over, to all karbanis, that a tame is able to be mishalech karbanis. A tame is able to send his carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, even though he's not able to do smicha. The tame could send his carbon, but he can't be samech, because then he's going to be touching the carbon between masai. So you would think that maybe he can't bring the carbon if he can't be samech. So he says, Taisa says, you see from this din that that's not a problem. Smicha is not ma'akev. There's no problem of kol roi labila, because we see over here by the zav, who's still tame, is able to send his carbon for his ziva. And even though he's not able to do a smicha, and from here we learn to all karbanas. So the Turiyabin is bothered with a very shakakasha. He says, how could you learn from zav to other karbanas? The carbon of a zav is a bird, it's shtei tirim. And a bird, we know, the Gemara says, does not need smicha. There's no din smicha on a bird. So how do you learn from the fact that a zav could send his carbon to masay, that other tamim can also send their carbon betumah without smicha? There's no raya. Zav is different where he doesn't need smicha. Mashing and someone else needs smicha, maybe he would not be able to send his carbon when he's tamim. So that's a kasha of the Turiyabin. And the Rashash in Yavamis and Daf Kuf Dalet brings down this kasha. He says it's a very, very stark kasha in Taisus, and he brings down a teretz from, he says, Mipi Harav Hagayin, Maharan Hershleib, Rosh Hashiva Devalajin, Shamati, I heard the Taisifer who betaisus. So he brings down a teretz from someone named Hershleib, Rosh Hashiva Devalajin, which is the Netziv. This is from Naftali Tzvi Hirsch Berlin, the Netziv of Elazhin, and he says he heard a teretz from him that there's a Taisifer in Taisus, is a simple printing mistake, and Taisus does not mean to quote our Gemara of mitum asay mizuvay v'loy minigay, but it's really should say it's our chlamer mitum asay v'loy mizuvay. It's referring to a different drasha, talking about something else, talking about a mitzara, not about a zav, and that is a person who has a regular carbon which needs smicha, and therefore the taisis makes sense. So al kapadim, that's the teretz Rashash brings down to the Turiyabin's kasha, al pi a haga, one simple haga that he heard from the Netziv of Elazhin, and lefi that the kasha is not a kasha. Now this simple haga that he brings from the Netziv really has a whole fascinating story that happened with it, which is brought down in a sefer called Ramesh Shmuel V'Dairai, B'Shem, the son of the Netziv, Rameir Berlin. So Ramesh Shmuel, this is a person by the name of Ramesh Shmuel Shapira, very chashev yid. Not the Ramesh Shmuel Shapira from Eretz Yisrael, from Ber Yaakov. This is a different Ramesh Shmuel Shapira. He actually learned in Velazhin in Europe, and then he later on moved to America towards the end of his life, and he settled in New York, and at one point was the Menal in Chaim Berlin. And this Ramesh Shmuel wrote a sefer called Ramesh Shmuel V'Darei, and in his sefer he brings down, so the sefer is really different biographies of different Gedalim and other Inyanim, and he brings down over there a Maisa about this Rashash and the Netziv, and he quotes this B'Shem, a sefer called Mivolajan Ad Yerushalayim. This is a sefer written by the son of the Netziv, Rameir Berlin. And in the sefer, he quotes Rameir Berlin saying this, he says, and this is in the sefer on page 140, where he says the following. So he says that his father used to say over this Maisa that when the Netziv was a young man, he came to visit the Rashash in Vilna. And when he came to the Rashash showed him a kasha that he had. He had a shaka kasha and a taisis, which he blabbed shver. He said, it's tzarechi, and he didn't have a pshat. And Rameir Berlin writes that my father, the Netziv, thought about it for a little bit, and then he made one small hagah, and lefi this, he was miyashav the kasha, and the Rashash is very excited about it, and he quotes it in his name, and he adds on, v'svasayim yushak, which means that this is such a beautiful pshat, it deserves a kiss, deserves a neshika. And the Netziv added on, afterwards the Rashash felt bad, he had chalisha sadas. He says, how was I not zeichet to think of this teretz like you did? I've been working on this, I didn't have a teretz, and you come, and in a couple seconds you figure out the teretz, what's the pshat? So the Netziv told the Rashash, he said, the difference is like this. He says, you, the Rashash, you learned Torah mitachar chava, ba'ishav chava, and it's a do. The Rashash was a was a gviri, he had money, he was very comfortable, and you learn Taira, the Rosh Hashanah was a guy nader, but at the end of the day, it comes with a certain rachvas adas you have. But he says, me, the Netziv, I'm Amal B'Taira of Mitaych HaTchak, I don't have any money, it's very difficult for me. And he says, when you learn Taira B'Yagia, when it's very difficult, then you're Zaycha to Chidushim that otherwise you wouldn't get. That is the Shmua that apparently the Netziv told the Rosh Hashanah, according to the testimony of his son, Meir Berlin, in his Sefer Mevelozhin on Yerushalayim, quoted by Ramosha Shmuel Shapiro, in his Sefer Ramosha Shmuel Vedare. So that's the way he brings the Maisa, and that Maisa, the way he brings it down, happened with this Taisus and Yavamas and Dafkuf Dalad, which is Nagiat Sugi over here in Megillah, a Mizuba Vilay Miniga. Now the problem is like this. Lachar, this is a Pella. If you take a look in the actual Sefer Mevelozhin on Yerushalayim, written by Meir Berlin, so he talk, brings down this whole Maisa with the Rosh Hashanah and the Tziv, the way it's quoted. Exact same story, except for one major difference. He says that the Netziv came to the Rosh Hashanah, and the Rosh Hashanah asked him a kasha, and the Netziv told him a teretz, and the Rosh Hashanah is very happy, and he quoted it in his name, and he said to Sam Yishak, but he said that this whole story happened with the Taisus and Yavamis and Daf Pei Aleph and Mbeis. He doesn't say anything about the Taisus and Daf Kuftal and Mbeis, which is the one about Mizuba Vinigai. And this Taisus and Daf Pei Aleph is a whole different Indian. It's a Taisus talking about the fact that lechem is not batal b'rayv. Taisus has a kasha that we find that sometimes lechem is batal b'rayv, sometimes it's not. L'mashal lechem upanim is not batal b'rayv. And Taisus basically says that lechem upanim is different to chamer tvei, it's more chamer. And the Rosh Hashanah over there says that it's not so simple to understand what Taisus means, the chamer tvei. And he brings down that he said he heard a hagah from the Reshiva Velazhin, the Netziv of Hirsch Berlin. He says, Shemat mi pi ha'av hagah in Maharan Lav ha'netziv Reshiva de Velazhin, the Tai Sefer Khan, it's the Tai Sefer, but Tzarech Lamer de Chavr Tfei. Instead of saying de Chamer Tfei, it should say de Chavr Tfei. Instead of a mem, it should be a vav. Chavr means it's more white, it's more fine flour. And then he ends off with Vesayim Yushak, and he deserves a kiss, deserves a neshika for such a pshat. That's what he quotes B'Shem, the Netziv. So it's very interesting. We have over here another Rishash having a kasha, and the Netziv answers it. Alpiyah Hagah, the Rishash likes it. And Rameir Berlin says that this is the story, this is the Rishash, where the story happened, where the Rishash asked the Netziv how you thought of it or not me, and he told him his teres about Tarim Yitachot Chak, v'chule. So the Rameir Berlin, who heard this from his father, says clearly that it happened on a Taisus and Yivamas and Daf Pei Alpha Mabez. And that's what the Rishash, that's the Rishash we're talking about. But yet, this Ramesh Shmuel, who quotes this Maisa, B'Shem, Meir Berlin in his Sefer says over the exact same Maisa with all the Pratim, but he says it happened to Taisus and Yavamis on Daf Kuftad on the base. So Halo Davar, who something seems to be off over here, how can he be quoting the same Maisa but say that? But he says it happened on Daf Kuftad if the Meir Berlin himself says it happened on the Taisus and Daf Pei Aleph. And to say that maybe it happened twice or two different Maisim, it's not so mistaken. He's actually quoting he's quoting Meir Berlin. That's the source of the story. Meir Berlin says it happened on Daf Pei Aleph. So how could he quote it and say that it happened on Daf Kuf Dalin? It's very not mistaken. It's also, it's Munda, the way Meir Berlin brings it down. He says that the Rosh Hashanah added on afterwards for Sayim Yushak. Those words do appear in the Rosh Hashanah and Daf Pei Aleph. They do not appear in the Rosh Hashanah and Daf Kuf Dalin, which would seem to point towards the fact that that is the Rosh Hashanah that the Netziv was referring to. On the other hand, Meir Berlin quotes the Rosh Hashanah as asking a kasha on Taisus. And Daf Pei Aleph, he doesn't actually ask a kasha, he just brings the pshat b'shem the Netziv. Mashenken and Daf Kuvdal, the Rosh Hashanah does ask a kasha, and then brings the test b'shem the Netziv, so that would point a little bit towards the Rosh Hashanah and Daf Kuvdal being the correct Rosh Hashanah. So Seif Davar, it's a little bit confusing over here. What was the Rosh Hashanah that was the source of this Maisa that happened between the Netziv and the Rosh Hashanah? Is it Daf Pei Aleph or is it Daf Kuf Dalet? And how could this Rosh Shmuel quote it b'shem the Sefer Mevelozhin on Yerushalayim, who says it happened on Pei Aleph, and yet he says it happened on Kuf Dalet? So first I thought maybe this Sefer Rosh Shmuel, maybe he's quoting it from memory. He remembered seeing it in this book Mevelozhin on Yerushalayim. He didn't remember exactly which Taisus it was, so he assumed it was Taisus on Daf Kuf Dalet, but really, if you look inside, it's Taisus on Daf Pei Aleph. So that could be that he sort of said this on his own from memory, but a little bit difficult to say that because he actually quotes the page number of the Sefer Mevelozhin on Yerushalayim. He says the page that it's on, so it seems like he looked it up. He didn't quote it from memory, so it's a little difficult to say that that's what happened. So it's a little bit tzarchian to understand what happened over here. How could he quote something b'shem the Sefer Mevelozhin on Yerushalayim, referring to Taisus and Daf Kuf Dalet, if that Sefer itself quotes it from the Taisus and Daf Pei Aleph? So this question was bothering me, and then I realized that Lecharda is very simple answer to this kasha, and I believe that this is what happened over here. So the Sefer Mevelozhin on Yerushalayim that I have was it's two volumes, and it was printed in the year 1971. And if you look in the Hakdama over there, they explain a little bit the history of the Sefer, and it says that originally these shtiklach were put out by the Mechaber, Meir Berlin, in a newspaper. There were newspaper articles in the Morgan Journal and in New York in Yiddish. And later on, it was printed by him in 1933 as a book. So the original book was printed in Yiddish. Now, a couple of years later, it was translated into Hebrew by someone by the name of Ben Eliezer. And later on, it was printed in 1939 by another person by the name of Mr. Bendit Cohn. He printed in 1939. And then in the Madura of 1971, which is the one that I have, the people who put it out say that we tried to keep the basic Targum, the basic translation of those original translators, but we added little things here and there to make it flow better. We added some Marmakimus and a couple of Aris to make it more readable and more user-friendly. So the book that we have today, the Mevaloshen Ad Yerushalayim of the 1971 edition, is not the original Sefer. The original Sefer was printed in Yiddish in 1929, then 1933, and then it got translated and retranslated, and Haysaf is added to it, and that is the version that we have today. So I got a hold of the original Mevaloshen Ad Yerushalayim, printed in Yiddish by the Mechaber in 1929, and if you look over there, it's a palette. You look, the whole mice is brought down with the Rashash and the Netziv, but there is a big difference. First of all, it mentions that there is a Taisus and the Rashash had a Kasha and the Netziv answers it, but it does not mention any daf. There's no daf mentioned. It doesn't say what daf the Taisus was on. And that daf, daf Pei Aleph, is something that was added in the new Madura in 1971. And not only that, it doesn't say over there that the Rashash said about the Netziv is Vesayim Yushak. That is not in the original Nusach of the Mechaber of Meir Berlin, that was also added on by the later edition in 1971. So I think now we can understand clearly what happened over here. The original edition of the Mevaloshen Ad Yerushalayim brings down the Maisa in Yiddish. It does not bring down the daf that it happened on. It does not bring down the Sosayim Yishak. It just says the Rashash had a Kasha and Taisus and Yavamis, the Netziv answered it, and that's it. So this Moshe Shmuel, when he read the Sefer, he mistama saw the original of the Yiddish version of 1929, and he assumed, and correctly so, that this is probably referring to the Taisus and Yavamis and Daf Kuf Dalet, because the story is brought down as the Netziv, the Rashash having a Kasha, and that's only Rashash that has a Kasha that the Netziv answers. The one on Pei Aleph is not a Kasha, he just brings down a Pshat. So he assumed it's going on Pei Aleph. The fact that it doesn't say Sfasayim Yishak is not a problem, because Meir Berlin never said that he says Sfasayim Yishak, and therefore he assumed correctly that he's referring to the Taisus and Daf Kuf Dalet. Later on, when the printers reprinted in 1971 and they added their own Haggais, they assume for some reason that he's referring to the Rashash and Netziv and Daf Pei Aleph, because Rashash does bring the Netziv over there, and therefore they added that Mar Malkum as being Daf Pei Aleph, and they added in the story that the Rashash says Sasayim Yishak, because the Rashash writes that in his Pirush in Daf Pei Aleph, but that is not part of the original story the way Rameir Berlin said it. That was a later Haysafa of the printers of 1971. So Al-Gabbanim, Rav Moshe Shmuel, who quoted it the way it is in the original Yiddish, he probably got it right. Probably it would be mistaber that the story actually happened with the Taisus and Daf Kuf Dalet, not the one in Daf Pei Aleph. That was a later edition of the later printers, and it would seem that the correct version of the story is that it happened in Daf Kuf Dalet and not Taisus, which is Negatar Sugya of Mizuba Vlo Mizuba Menigai, and not the Taisus and Daf Pei Aleph. But either way, both of them are nice haggais from the Netziv to answer kashas of the Rashash, and the aside is as a Gvaldiki aside. You see, when one learns Tar Mitaychat Chak, when one learns Tar when it's difficult, whether it's at the Chak of Mammon or the Chak of Das or the Chak of anything else, when it's difficult for you and you push yourself to learn, you're zeichet to unbelievable Eitzus, unbelievable treasures, and you're able to see things and be mechadish things that you wouldn't be able to find otherwise. That is the Gvaldiki aside of the Netziv that he said concerning this Taisus.